Bezrat Hashem, with Hashem's loving grace, this is Emunah Beams with your host, Laser Brody. Today's episode number 35 is our weekly Actualia broadcast, where we look at current events from the eyes of Emunah. This has been a phenomenal week for doing just that. Moses told the Jewish people that they were trapped from all sides along the Red Sea with the Egyptians in hot pursuit. The Torah says, Hashem yelachem lachem v'atem tachrishum. Moses said, Hashem will fight your battles for you and you shall not say a word, much less lift a finger. Interestingly enough, if we look in the Torah, this is the 14th passage of chapter 14 of the book of Exodus. Well, 14 in Gematria, which is the Hebrew numerical equivalent, because every Hebrew letter has a numerical value, 14 is Yad, the Yud Dalet, or the word for hand. And 2 times 14, the 14 of passage in the 14th book of Exodus, 2 times 14 is 28, which is the Hebrew numerical equivalent of Koach, or power. So the placement of this passage in the Torah further indicates the miraculous salvation at the Red Sea. It was entirely Hashem's doing, the hand of Hashem, Hashem's power. We did nothing. Now, people think that these are nice, antiquated fables, heaven forbid, that they have no bearing on today, but nothing could be further than the truth. Hashem wants us to do our job, and He'll do His. It's our job to observe His commandments, to learn Torah, and to strengthen ourselves in Emunah, and to live the morally upright lives that the Torah prescribes for us. Well, the Jewish people, not only in Israel, but around the globe, were threatened with 2 critical challenges until a week ago. Arch-terrorist General Qasem Soleimani, commander of the Quds Force, the Iranian Republican Guards, he was the central figure of the Islamic Holy War Revolution against the West, and was a murderous villain whose bloody rap sheet included the killing of hundreds of American troops in Iraq. Former Vice President John McCain said that Soleimani is the guy that sent the copper-tipped IEDs into Iraq. In case you don't know what IEDs are, they're improvised explosive devices or roadside bombs. And these devices took the lives of dozens of American troops in Iran and Afghanistan. His wickedness that he exported to Iraq and to Afghanistan against the Americans. Now, the man who reveled and making the bombs that tore through U.S. armored vehicles, he now, Baruch Hashem, has been obliterated by the United States military. A drone targeted Tehran's top general and military mastermind just after he stepped off a plane at Baghdad Airport. Now, according to the Associated Press, the blast tore his body to pieces, and were it not for the ring he wore, he couldn't identify him. When did this all happen? This all happened on January 3rd, 2020, only 48 hours after a capacity crowd of over 90,000 Jews gathered in MetLife Stadium in New Jersey to celebrate the completion of their learning the entire Talmud in the recent 7-year cycle of Daf Yomi, the daily page of Gemara, that Jews around the world learn in synchronized fashion. This was a monumental sanctification of Hashem's name with no precedent in all of American history. Now sure, the U.S. administration and the American military, they deserve tons of credit for this brave mission that put Soleimani to sleep forever and ended his sinister strategic genius that stood behind countless military operations, assassinations, and terror attacks that caused the deaths of not only American but thousands of people, and it destabilized the entire Middle East. Well, Soleimani was responsible for the recent attack on the American embassy in Baghdad, as well as the December 27th rocket attack against U.S. military base in northern Iraq that also killed an American contractor and wounded several military members. The American military in the past, they botched much simpler missions than this one. This was an intricate hit at Baghdad Airport when the Americans assassinated Soleimani. But this time, everything worked perfect. Why? Because Hashem wanted it that way. Now, General Qasem Soleimani, he had 2 dreams. He wanted to see one mushroom cloud over Washington, D.C., and another mushroom cloud over Tel Aviv. He had many more attacks in the works against American-Israeli embassies around the world and by way of his proxies, evildoers, the Hezbollah, and other terrorist groups. But measure for measure, Just as the cycle's learning of Shas was completed around the world, World Jewry's public enemy number one, Qasem Soleimani, he was terminated. His life was completed. Hashem was showing us, my beloved children, you do what you're supposed to do, and I'll take care of everything else. We even see that when the Iranians tried to take revenge and they sent 16 rockets against an American base in Iraq, not a single American was scratched. The heroes of this are all the people around the world, particularly in the United States, that learn Daf Yomi. When you learn Daf Yomi, you bring an umbrella of protection to your country. And if all the countries knew what it meant, with their Jewish population learning the daily page of the Gemara, they would really force them to sit down and learn the page, because this is the protection. This invokes designed sustenance, blessings for their entire population. Now, until 10 days ago, the Israeli water authorities and agriculture ministry lamented that we were heading over here for one of the worst droughts in history. Yet all of a sudden, since the Siyum HaShas here in Israel, the skies have opened up, yielding more rainfall than we've seen in the past 50 years. So we're now in a record-breaking, blessed year, Baruch Hashem. Again, Hashem is showing us that it's not nature that dictates our lives, but our Torah and the mitzvot, they're that dictate nature. Nature doesn't dictate our lives, but our service of Hashem dictates nature. Don't ever forget that. Rain, all through Shas, is a metaphor for parnasa, or livelihood. Both rain and livelihood come by virtue of emunah. A good livelihood is not how much you have in the bank, but trusting that Hashem will give you whatever you need, whenever you need. That's the power of emunah. And we pray that every little reinforcement of emunah will invoke fantastic divine blessings for you and your family. Amen. God bless.